City officials in Boulder are hailing a U.S. Supreme Court decision to allow lawsuits brought by municipalities in five states, including Colorado, to move forward in state courts. The High Court yesterday rejected a request by ExxonMobil and Suncor that it review an appeals court ruling that the case belonged at the state court level. A ruling in the oil company's favor would have forced the city of Boulder, Boulder County, and San Miguel County, among others, into federal court. Instead, the municipalities can proceed in state court with their efforts to hold the corporations accountable for the effects of climate change. Boulder Mayor Aaron Brockett said the Supreme Court ruling affirmed what the city already knew, that their case deserves its day in local court. He added that it's local communities that experience the impact and cost of climate change. The president of the Center for Climate Integrity told NBC News that big oil companies wanted to avoid state courts because plaintiffs have a better chance of winning. A ruling on whether to block Colorado's new law that bans so-called medication abortion reversals could come by the end of this week. KGNU's Alyssa Palazzo reports.
A federal judge yesterday heard arguments from state officials and from the CEO of a faith-based clinic challenging the new law. Colorado officials have already pledged not to enforce the state's new ban on medication abortion reversal until after regulatory boards issue rules about it. That's expected to happen sometime this fall. But the CEO of Bella Health and Wellness Clinic in Inglewood said she wants more than just a promise from the state. The clinic's attorneys are asking the judge to block the law entirely until legal challenges are played out. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists has already said that the medication abortion reversal treatments are not based in science. Governor Jared Polis signed the bill banning them earlier this month. Bella Health and Wellness applied for a temporary restraining order and preliminary injunction soon after. The judge's ruling on the matter is expected by this Saturday. For KGNU, I'm Alyssa Palazzo.
CU Boulder campus police are looking for two suspects involved in an attempted armed robbery early this morning at the University of Colorado's William Village dorms. CU police sent the initial alert warning of gunfire through the campus alert system at around 4 a.m. Just before sunrise, they announced that the two suspects had fled the scene in a white Jeep Cherokee. A competency hearing is scheduled for late next month for the man accused in the mass murder at a Boulder King Supers 2 years ago. A judge ruled in late 2021 that the suspect was not competent to stand trial based on evaluations at a mental health hospital in Pueblo. Prosecutors challenged that ruling, calling the diagnosis flawed. Psychological experts for the defense, however, stand by their evaluation. The suspect faces more than 100 criminal charges stemming from the March 2021 mass shooting that killed 10 people. The hearing is scheduled to last for 3 days and begins on May 23rd. Two more people are reporting that their vehicles were damaged by someone throwing rocks at them in Jefferson County last week. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
That brings the total number of reports of rocks thrown at cars last week to 7. Nine News reports one of those incidents resulted in the death of a 20-year-old Arvada woman. Alexa Bartell was killed as she drove home from work. All 7 incidents happened between 10:15 last Wednesday night and shortly after midnight Thursday morning. Neither driver in the 2 new reports was hurt, although the windshields of each vehicle were damaged. Both happened as they drove on southbound Colorado 93. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Department is saying that the rocks were 3 to 5 pounds, possibly landscaping rocks. The Sheriff's Office is asking residents near the Rocky Flats Wildlife Refuge to check any home surveillance footage on April 19th between 9:45 and 11 p.m. to see if a light-colored pickup truck or SUV can be seen. A Sheriff's Office spokesman said they have received nearly 300 tips since Thursday. No arrests have been made. For KGNU, I'm Steve Miller.
Colorado attorney Phil Weiser will hold a meeting in Longmont today to gather community feedback on the proposed merger between grocery store giants Albertsons and Kroger. The two companies operate the Safeway and King Supers chains in Colorado. The meeting takes place this afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. at Longmont High School. Boulder Fire Rescue will become the first fire department in Colorado to have an electric fire engine. The city announced yesterday that it will receive the state-of-the-art fire engine late next year or in early 2025. In addition to reduced emissions, The Rosenbauer RTX has features that better support firefighters, as well as all-wheel drive, all-wheel steering, and less operational noise. The electric fire engine has a $1.78 million price tag. City officials say it's a planned expense and that it's part of a broader movement toward electric vehicles. Finally, this morning, KGNU is pleased to announce the purchase of what will become its new home on 14th Street in the heart of downtown Boulder. The building acquisition comes as KGNU celebrates 45 years of operations as Boulder's community radio station. The building purchase was made possible in part by a November 2017 ballot measure to invest sales tax dollars into local nonprofits. KGNU received access to a $1.25 million grant from the city of Boulder with a stipulation that the station match that amount through fundraising. KGNU plans to remodel the new location into state-of-the-art broadcast and production studios, including a live music performance space. The station expects to move into its new home at 1720 14th Street in early 2025. In today's weather outlook, a rainy day is expected along the Front Range with a chance of heavy rain and thunderstorms after 4 p.m. Expect a high of 60 degrees in Denver, 53 degrees in Boulder, 54 degrees in Fort Collins. Up in Nederland, look for a high of 41 degrees with a winter storm warning in effect after noon. For KGNU, I'm John Kellen.